The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1961, the Tyros 3 weather satellite was launched. Even though it was in service for less than a year, Tyros 3 was a lifesaver, spotting Hurricane Esther as it formed in the Atlantic and made a beeline for the east coast of the United States, the birth of satellite-aided hurricane forecasting. In 2000, the third major International Space Station module was launched from Russia, the Zvezda service module. With additional solar panels and crew sleeping quarters built in, this was the point at which it became possible for astronauts and cosmonauts to live on the station on their own. And in 2006, a different kind of space station was launched, the Bigelow Aerospace Genesis 1. Never intended to be occupied, Genesis 1 was equipped with cameras allowing ground controllers to monitor the station module, which was inflated by its own air supply. Years later, the data gathered from Genesis 1 convinced NASA to contract an inflatable module for the International Space Station from Bigelow. Architect Buckminster Fuller was born today in 1895. He popularized the concept of making structures in the shape of a geodesic dome. Film editor and Oscar-winning sound designer Walter Murch was born in 1943. He worked on Francis Ford Coppola's Apocalypse Now and George Lucas' THX-1138. Ben Burtt, who helped edit and design soundscapes for the Star Wars movies and WALL-E, among many others, was born in 1948. Astronaut Rick Husband, commander aboard Space Shuttle Columbia's final flight, was born today in 1957. French astronomer Jean-Félix Picard died on this day in 1682. He was the first scientist to deduce the size of the Earth. Centuries before computers and satellites were around to make it an easy job, Picard's numbers were less than 1% off of the actual measurements. Actor Lon Chaney Jr., the face of the Wolfman in Universal's Golden Age of Monster movies, died in 1973. Star Trek began its first run in the UK on BBC One with the episode Where No Man Has Gone Before. The BBC picked it up as a summer replacement for Doctor Who, which had just ended its sixth season with the departure of its entire cast. But since BBC One didn't start broadcasting in color until November 1969, Star Trek's first few months on British television were in black and white. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader supported. There's more than just the Escape Pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic, arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks and anything you might want from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. There are original designs on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support the logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook. Or at Ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page of thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.